Hey there, this is Marquez Brownlee from the Waveform Podcast, and I just wanted to pop in and let you know we just published our newest episode with one of the biggest personalities on the entire internet, Mr. Beast from YouTube. So while you all probably know him as the guy that gives stuff away, behind the scenes he lives and breathes YouTube content strategy. Seriously, I was lucky enough to sit down and discuss some of this with him and kind of everything you could possibly want to know about the YouTube world. So if you've ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes of some of the biggest YouTube channels on the planet, check out the latest Waveform episode to hear our chat.
To anyone watching, if you're trying to be a YouTuber, you're in luck. I'm basically just telling you everything I've spent my entire life researching. So I love YouTube. I love making innovative content, and it's just kind of gotten to the point where my videos have gotten so expensive that I've had to build other channels or other companies to kind of fund my videos. And yeah, just lots of fun stuff to talk about.
You can find Waveform on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
One thing we have to keep in mind is that, and we talked about it on the show,
but at the same time, it comes from two different points.
Then all of a sudden, you want to say, oh,
well, you know, I need for me. I don't know if I can speak for everybody else.
This is Dead in Sports.
Welcome to another episode of The League. I'm one of your hosts, FIFA 24/7. I'm here with Mr. Dead in Hip Hop.
What up?
I'm here with Mr. AKA.
What's going on, AKA Mr. King of AFC, yeah, Sam, we out here, baby.
Yeah. You didn't see me on the schedule. That's why you didn't get the L. But it is what it is.
We did not see you on the schedule.
Yeah, I'm about to say, whose fault was that, my nigga? Yeah.
No, hey, look. So obviously, man, look, for everybody listening, we got a lot to catch up on. We're going to start right there. We're going to start in the playoffs. I'll take it because, you know, in the chat, you know, I started talking a lot of shit. I backed a lot of it up, though. But the Chiefs was that one team that the way I play, you just can't do it. And I hadn't seen it done yet. So, Mr. King of the AFC, see, you know, I'm crowning you. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you your props. I'm giving you your flowers. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for showing me the blueprint. Thank you. I appreciate that.
First of all, you wanted to start in the playoffs because your ass wanted to start where you was humble. I wanted you to start where you was talking hella shit, my nigga. Right after you, I took an L to you. This nigga was hot as fuck. This nigga was like Diddy in the 90s, shiny shoes. Shit. This nigga was talking hella cash because I, of course, was talking hella shit, saying that if you see me on the schedule, it's a wrap. We played. He busted my ass. I ain't even gonna hold you. It was like 6-30 something. And then from then on, he was like, humble yourself, young boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? And at that point, I had to. I had to retool and readjust.
For a day.
And then I got right back to it. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, hey, I'm an old dog now, kid. I can't learn no new tricks. So we get to the playoffs. I'm ready. Number one seed. All that shit that was going down, that was the only loss I took. Number one seed. I'm ready for FIFA. I am ready for this. I can't wait to see him because I calculated how shit was going to play out. I already knew what I was going to play out. I just needed him. What happened, bro?
So my rookie finally looked like a rookie. That was part of it. But that wasn't all of it because I still play. Look, if you take away the pick sixes, right? It is what it is. I threw 8 interceptions and like.
Wait, how many pick sixes? Was that a plural? Was that plural?
Yeah, like 8
picks.
People watching the game were counting. It was like Sesame Street.
Yo. So two things happened. He had the perfect scheme, and I hadn't adjusted. And also, my rookie was just throwing bad balls. Like, if you look at it, he sailed a whole bunch of them. Throws I always make. Throws I was dotting everybody else up with. And he's just overthrowing everybody. I'm like, okay. Defensively, I adjusted, but here's the thing. I hadn't seen the cover 3 done the way you did it. So I'm like, all right, bet. I took notes. You know what I'm saying? I took notes. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? But you know me, I played at 2-4-5 and I come with the heat. And with him, I could get to him, but when I couldn't, it was a wrap. And that was the problem. But I see how the cover 3 keeps everything at bay. So I can adjust to that for him.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. I told you this for the last season.
I had to see it.
You played him more than me. I've only played him like three.
I've only played him like twice.
But regardless, yeah. We told you before you got to zone him up because your corners ain't going to be able to stick with him.
And he has, and I was going to say, it's not even that. It's the offensive line. He has one of the best offensive lines. It's going to take you longer than most to get to him. And by that time, obviously, he got Tyreek Hill and all these other, Nicole Hardman and shit. They off the break in the first 2 seconds. So if you're not in, if you're not in his face those first 2 seconds, like how you were when you were pressuring me, it's a wrap. He's going to carve you up. That's why I don't even fuck with him on that shit. I just like, bro, make see if you can make a pass on this defense. If you can do that, then you're going to beat me. But if you can't, that's what it is.
I know y'all told me, but I had to see. I'm a visual learner. I had to see it.
You're a hard head learner. That's what it is.
No. Because, you know, there's different cover threes. There's a lot of different cover threes. And what you like to run, you like to run cloud a lot.
So honestly, really if you want me to be, if you want me to be frank, I just pick cover threes. I just pick a cover. It could be 3-2, six. Like I just pick a cover where you have to get through the zones.
Yeah,
I'm all about the zones because the way I built my defense, that front four, that front five, the defensive playbook that I run out of, I built those guys up to where they can get off the your offensive lineman quick. I had at least two or three of them that could do that. And then by the time, if they can't get to you, you're going to make a mistake because you have so much time that you think somebody open and they're not. Because, of course, those first 2-3 seconds on the Chiefs offense, they can get past anybody. But if you hold them to that, if he has to sit back and wait a little bit, either my defensive line is going to pressure him or I'm going to pick him off, is what I did. So it's just like you have to make – for me, it was about making the user have to be the one that makes plays and not the players themselves. Because that's what I was seeing with your game. It was like he was relying on that offensive line. If he had a shittier offensive line, you would have ate him up. But because he didn't have to worry about that pressure, he could do whatever he does. And of course, since you play everybody up close, mm-hmm. he just got to get past you. That's it.
Yeah, but the right side of his line. Wait, hold on. We're gonna get to the pick sixes. But that right side of that line, I did my research. Like his highest rated right side of the line was like 74. That's why I kept attacking that. And I got to him. But no, y'all 100% right. And I saw the blueprint. I had to see it. I know what my eyes taught me. What I saw. So I know how I'm going to apply it.
He's going to be ready for that shit next time. At least I thought he would. Because he's played against, like, him playing against you wasn't new. So he should have known what to expect.
Yeah, I played him in the playoffs in the regular season so many times. It's like.
Yeah. You play him more. I'm telling you, you've played the Chiefs more than I've played them. Even through the course of everything. Like you've played them more than I've played them.
I thought you always see him in the playoffs. That's what it is.
In the playoffs,
No, I see the Ravens all the time in the playoffs. That was my nemesis.
I thought you played them as much as I did. Because I think I played them about in 21 at least four times. I thought you had the same amount of times with them.
I think I've played them twice total in 21.
Oh, okay.
Once in the playoffs, once in the regular season. I don't play them that often.
That's how I got tripped up about you because I know how you play, but I haven't played you in a while. So that shit threw me all off. I was scrambling trying to figure out like what to do. And then it was just like, okay, I'm glad I got that. I was glad I got that L in the regular season because it made me like, okay, you got to stick to what got you here. Cause I'll be trying to do other shit.
Yeah, once FIFO went out, I was like, I already knew you were probably gonna go to the Super Bowl because of the style of defense that you play. It's counterintuitive to how a lot of people want to play.
Mm-hmm.
So people don't have a lot of patience like that. The league is we trying to go up the field in 2 seconds.
We trying to shit on niggas.
Yeah. So I once I saw that and I looked at the rest of the field, I was like, the only person that had a legit shot at possibly beating you was FIFO. And once he got put out, I was like, Nick could probably go to the Super Bowl. And depending on who get there, he'll probably win it. I said, the only person I thought could beat you out of the NFC was probably four.
Yeah. And he unfortunately that's what happened. But it was competitive though. Like, well, first shit, that Super Bowl journey. I was so happy, bro. I was just like, all that shit talking finally paid off. All the 5 years that I took to develop this team finally paid off. It was just like, I understand why in real life the players be like, just enjoy the moment. Just enjoy being here. Because it's like, you work so hard all season and then how the last season ended with us having to restart right at the, you know, at the same point that I started with the playoffs this year. It was just like, damn, I should have just took more time to kind of retool some things and think about it. But I was just really, I was just happy to be there. So that Super Bowl between me and Foreign, it was just, it was really competitive that first half. Like, it was 3-3 at the end of the first half. The one thing I hated was that he got the ball back. Because then that gave him, I always feel like that gave somebody momentum.
But didn't he turn it over?
He turned it over. But for me, it was just like, I don't know. I like to have the ball.
No. Yeah. I feel you in terms the mental part of it. Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
But we both turned the ball over, and that was my, and that's where I lost. Mm-hmm. If I didn't have those two turnovers, I would have been in a better position because I know how I play. I'm gonna cause turnovers. And another mistake I made was that fourth down play where I threw it instead of running the ball because I was running well on his defense, and it was fourth and inches. But I still threw the ball.
Is that the first half or the second half?
That was second half. That was the half that because
it was like fourth and two.
Yeah, it was like fourth and two.
I remember that. Yeah, because I was yelling. I was like, "Punt it, Nick."
Nah, I was like in my head. I was like, "Fuck it, this is the last season." In my head, even though we already talked about it that we wasn't the last season, I was thinking in my head, "It's the last season. Fuck it, go out on."
But he was up what 10-3 at that point?
Nah, he was up. He was up 10-3.
That's why I was like, "Punt it." Your defense was holding.
But that was my other mistake is that on that short, it was like a third down or a fourth down. I did what was it? Basically, I blitzed instead of playing coverage like I usually do because I always say no big plays. That motherfucker took a slant route and ran it in because he He got right behind my defense.
And when that happened, I was like, "Damn, he broke him."
He broke exactly. He just broke the seal.
Like, not the seal. I was like, "Damn, he just broke Nick." I was like, "Damn." I said, "He got him." And then you were marching down the field. It was fourth and two. I was like, "Punt it to not give him momentum because it was on his side of the field. You gave him a short field."
I didn't give a fuck at that time, kid. I was thinking about all the shit that you was. I told you, it's you and FIFO in my head when I play because you're the more like conservative, like play, make the right play. And I'm also FIFO, like the high head where it's like, "Nigga, I'm trying to get it. So I was just, because that first half, that was conservative. Second half was when I got reckless. But.
And that's when you lost
the game. That's when I lost the game. But for me, it was like facing Foreign because like I faced him in our league because he has the Jaguars, I have the Bengals, and I beat him like by one point. Ever since then, he got pissed off by that. And what I realized after facing him is that he is very beatable like everybody else. He likes to do the same things like everybody else, like go down the field. When he realized that he couldn't go down the field, that's why it was so tight in that first half because he's used to being able to torch motherfuckers. He couldn't do that with me. So what I realized is that he's like I was just telling you, Ken, before we started recording, he's like the Patriots, like the real life Patriots. Like he capitalizes off of people's mistakes. He doesn't, his offense alone really isn't that spectacular, but because he makes little mistakes and he can still score, he's that dangerous because everybody else is going to throw picks. So the hard part and easy part is like, don't cause too many turnovers. So that was where I lost it more so than all the other things. It was just like, because those are possessions that I just gave to him. And also, I didn't really score well in the red zone, obviously, why it was 3-3. So I'm going to face him again. There's no question about that. And I'm – shit. Next time I face him, it's a wrap. I'm going to say that right now. I'm talking shit right now. I've been sipping a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm talking shit. Hey, it's a wrap. I'm going to – he's foreign. I'm going to set his ass overseas. All right? But yeah, I lost. I took an L 27-17 or something like that.
And the funny thing is, because even he made it, like when he went for that onside kick, which was the utmost disrespect. Like
he was talking shit. Once the game was out of hand, he was talking shit. Because he wasn't saying shit before that.
He talked shit. Well, the funny thing about Foreign is he will talk shit while during the game in certain moments. He'll drop certain things in his chat, you know, here and there. But
he didn't do that until he scored.
Well. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying it took him a while. He wasn't saying shit until he scored.
One shit to talk about.
Exactly.
But yeah.
That's my fault.
I was like, why is he going for an onside kick? I was like, you ain't the Saints did that shit? And I was like, damn, I said, you're gonna let Nip back in the game. And lo and behold, he scored off some Will Fuller.
I scored off some shit. that was the most. Hey, I scored off some shit. Hey, that brought me back in, kid. That brought life back in.
I was like, what is Nick doing? Because I just knew that was going to be picked off.
Nah, I read it enough to where like it was either going to be over his head or he was going to catch it and make something happen. Mm. That motherfucker made something happen. I'm going to trade for his ass again in our new league. Just because I'll have that play.
I don't like him. He dropped too many balls.
Shit, in real life, not in the game.
Nah, well, when I had him in 20, he was brittle and he can hold on to shit. Yeah. But 21 must be different. It must be something y'all feeding him, man.
All right. So Nick dropped the perfect segue. Started a new league. So pretty much everybody just picked a new team. Ken, who'd you pick?
Wow. I got the Vikings, man. Yeah, I stayed in the NFC. And
same division too.
Same division. It was tough because like I put in the chat, I wanted to play against more users. I was in the NFC North by myself. It was a little lonely over there. So I wanted to play against more users. And I was trying to decide between you, Foreign, or Nick. That's really were the three people that were on my mind. But I don't know. I just kind of, I like the NFC North. It was really going to come down between the Steelers or the Vikings. And I think the Vikings really have more of what I like because I would have had to get a new quarterback and I didn't like the running backs and the defense was there and the receivers were there. But the running back and quarterback would have been an issue. And I was just like, I'm going to just stay in the NFC North. I like it over there. I think it's fun. You know, it's smash mouth, it's hard-nosed football, I feel like. And that's how I play. So I got the Vikings, rolling with the Vikings.
That's what's up. Nick, who'd you go with?
You know me, I'm a Midwest guy. You feel me? Even though I root for a lot of East Coast teams. I'm a Midwest guy at heart. I wanted to be in the AFC North, but in our shit, we in three leagues now, which is crazy from where we started last year. But I'm a Bengals head coach in our other league, our Dead End Sports League. Make sure you check that out.
Yeah, FIFA.
Yeah. You be leaving them niggas hanging, bro. Sure, you be bougie as hell with your time in that league. But I'm already the Cincinnati Bengals in another league, so I didn't want to pick the Bengals again in this new league, but I did like to stay in the Midwest, and I wanted to pick Chicago because I'm big on defense. I really love being having a lot of good defensive players, and I also wanted to see if I could change that around as far as this franchise, because throughout the other leagues they be poaching the fuck out of Chicago players. So I didn't want nobody to get Khalil Mack. Mm-hmm. It was pretty much like a whole process of elimination for me. Like, let me take the best things away from y'all and let me see what I could do with them. I have a long road ahead of me, for one, because Chicago's an outside team. So I don't have the dome like I did in Indianapolis. So the weather will play a factor. Weather will play a factor out the whole division, because the only one who has a dome, I believe, is just the Lions. And the Vikings too. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to be outside more, even at home. So the elements will play a factor. And also the quarterback situation is horrible. It is actually horrible. So I'm doing some things to retool to see what's going on. But the Chicago Bears will be in the NFC Championship game next season. I'm saying that right now.
Wow. 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 With Mitchell Trubisky, your favorite quarterback.
Nah, Mitch gone.
So you already got rid of him?
I got rid of him. I'm a Midwest guy. I got good connects in Cincinnati. We made something happen.
All right. So I picked the Ravens. I wanted to stay in the same division. Oh man, no. I really wanted Lamar. I wanted a mobile quarterback. I didn't want to have to, you know, do all this stuff that to get a quarterback. I wanted to start with one. I know he's only on his rookie deal for two more years, so I'm gonna have to pay him, and I know I'm gonna have to pay him a lot. But I wanted a good starting point. They have a pretty decent O line. And I know the division, you know, I know strengths and weaknesses. So like Ken said, I really like my division because it's very competitive, because even the bad teams are pretty good on one side of the ball or both. So AFC North.
Yeah, I started to hit y'all up, man. I was like, man, y'all, let's all go to the AFC North. Bengals, Steelers, Ravens. Let's just battle that shit out. But, hey, you know.
You should have said that. That would have convinced me to do it. If that was the case.
So I know we in three leagues. I'm going to propose another one. A fantasy draft league.
Okay.
Just pick a team. All the players, you pick at your pick, and you build your team how you see fit.
I'm cool with that. You gonna play?
Yeah, man. I gotta make the time. I gotta make the time.
Obviously, man, you can't bullshit and not make the time.
I gotta see how you manage the three first.
Yeah. Because you be all in the original and the new league. You don't be showing no. You treat the Arlie like the side chick. Nigga, like you pop in every now and then.
Because you know, bro, for some reason, I do not get GroupMe messages.
I knew it.
Like notifications.
You got them turned on?
I turned it on. Yeah, I never get them.
Mm. Okay.
So you were saying who you have again in the new league?
The Ravens. In the new league, I got the Ravens.
So what do you see as far as the landscape for where you're at right now? Because you got the quarterback, you got a good defense, you got a good run game. Are you competing?
I'll make some noise, but I got rid of a lot of the fat on this team from my play style, which is why I made so many moves to get draft picks, because I know the players that are in this draft. I got 6 first round picks, 3 seconds, and 1/3. So, you know, my defense will be built through this draft. And I'm playing more so for the future, because I got to surround Lamar. So I already gave him some wide receivers. We got Christian Kirk and Andy Isabella, my guys. You know how it does. O-line is decent. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good. I'll be all right offensively. Defensively, I'm going to struggle this season, but we'll be back next year.
What about you, Cam?
I like Cook. I like Dalvin Cook a lot. Like, he's the complete back. He can run. He can catch. He got power. He's shifty. Kirk Cousins is going to be the issue. I'm having what feels like more success because it's preseason. I'm going against the bench players with the rookie, Tyler Huntley. He went 7-8 for, you know, under a touchdown and 2 tubs. So I like him a lot, but he's 58, and I've been through that. So I can make it do with Kirk Cousins once I learn the throws he can make and the ones he can't make, because you get even close to him, he's rattled. That shit under pressure, that shit's gone. Mm. That shit flowing. So I'm like, that's going to be an issue, especially in this division, because, you know, it's a lot of top defenses. But the receivers, I like Thielen, Van Jefferson, or Justin Jefferson. Van Jefferson is in Los Angeles, I think. But, yeah, I like the tight ends. And the offensive line is iffy. The defense is young, but it gives me a good starting point. I got to get rid of Kirk Cousins, but I can't because of the contract. Mm. He still do 20 some mil or plus, you know, over the next 2 years.
You could push him off some onto.
I can. There's already offers on the table, but I still got to eat that cap, which is about 40-50 mil for 2 years. So it'll come down after the second year. It'll drop down to half of that, but that's a lot. That's a lot. So I'm gonna see what he do. You know, I get frustrated with quarterbacks.
I'm in that situation, like I said, with the Bears. Like, I'm starting off with Mitch and Foles. So, obviously, you know what I'm saying? I got favoritism over my nigga Nick. So, I'm going to keep Foles, but I had to move off of Mitch. And I picked up Haskins. I didn't think Haskins would still be available. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't realize his rating was 65. They playing that motherfucker. Yeah, it mattered. Yeah. They listening to them reports.
He got punished.
Yeah. So, but he still has all his attributes, which is interesting, because that's what I'm saying. Like, some of it went down, but based off what I saw it before the update, his attributes are mostly the same. So when I'm in practice and when I did a preseason game, I'm like, okay, he actually can do more than his overall rating. I think FIFA, you told me about that. You were like, don't look at the overall rating. Look at all the other shit. Like, cause all the other shit is going, it's really what's going to affect the rating is just what they think of you. not what you actually are. So yeah. My goal, and I was telling Ken, and he was shocked by this. My goal is to try to see if I can get Haskins up to a superstar before the end of the season. And then that way I don't have to go into the draft and get a QB, because I was able to make some moves. I'm not like FIFA where I got 10 first round picks, but I was able to get, I made a strategic move based off of FIFA's kind of how he picks what teams to poach from. I chose Detroit because since me, Ken, and Adrian are in that division of the NFC North, Detroit's going to get at least guaranteed 6 losses, you know? So they're going to at least be a top 15 draft pick when it comes down to it, if not higher. Mm-hmm. So that gives me flexibility, either get a good defender or I can use that to get a quarterback, one of the 5 that's coming out in this draft. So it kind of works both in my favors. And I was also able to get a little bit more draft picks, but it's really more on the offensive side, which I'm not used to, because last team I had was the Colts and I did a lot of defensive stuff. But defensively, obviously, Chicago is what it is. Like, you got Khalil Mack, Trevon, what's his name? Trevathan.
Yeah. Danny Trevathan.
Yeah. Something like that. Eddie Jackson. Like, you got a lot of good players, but they're kind of a little bit older. So I will start have to retooling, like FIFA, you said, like to keep that timing belt moving and keep the tires greased up. So I'm going to be doing a little bit of retooling, and I've did that somewhat in these trades, but I think I can easily compete next season. If not, I want to say this season, but with a 65 QB, there's only so much I can do on offense. So I'm really going to have to rely heavily on defense. So that's not going to really work out. But next season, it's a wrap for most motherfuckers.
Yeah, it's weird, man, because they drafted 3 corners. There's a rookie outside linebacker, a rookie right end, and I traded a free safety who was in his last year of his contract for a 1-year safety from the Browns. So they got a lot of young defensive players that's on their rookie contract. So for 4 years, and they're rated low, so you can't even really trade them. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be interesting to see how to manage this, especially being in a user-dominant division.
The one thing that helped me with rookie corners is that based off the playbook I use, you got to be aggressive whenever there's a pass in their area. Mm-hmm. So like to get picks and all that, because that will boost them up. And that'll give them in situations that's going to be like, all right, this is where you activate their depth trade or whatever. You just got to hold a team to under 150 yards. And hopefully you're playing a CPU team and not a user.
They're all normal. I think just from a GM perspective, putting the hat on, Dalvin Cook has a 6-year contract. Jefferson's on this rookie deal. And Thielen, I think, got a long-term contract as well. Mm-hmm. So, and of course, I got a rookie tight end. So it's really weird, like the way the pieces are, because I'm looking ahead to the draft and how to rebuild. It's not like a lot I can dump and put on the team. So I might just go ahead and bite the bullet and get rid of Kirk Cousins. Because if I got guys that are already in place, I can tolerate the cap penalty for 2 years, because it's going to be a while before I have to move any of these guys anyway. So it might be worth the move. I don't know.
What is that cap penalty though? Because that's got to be stupid, Ken. It's got to be like 50 mil.
Yeah, it is going to be 50. 40 to 50 mil. I already looked at it, man. Ooh. So I gotta do some math, because I don't have a lot of 1-year contracts or 2-year contracts of good players that I can get rid of. It's one thing to have, you know, rookie got like 1-year contracts, but they got to be good or you can't move them.
So does it eat up all of your cap space?
No, nah, like how much? I got 40 right now available.
So if you trade them, you have 0.
Or half of that.
Or that'll be just for this year, right?
Yeah.
You can get them off
just
the books
for the year.
Yeah, just to get them off the books. Yeah. So whatever the difference is with the savings and the penalty is what I'll end up saving for this year. And then next year, it'll just be whatever he's owed for that year. So really 2021 and 2022 are the years that I have to pay. That's stupid though. If somebody else hasn't been paying the contract,
that's why, like, when I choose certain teams, I do like not random research, but just good informative research. Cause with Chicago, I didn't realize that they have like at least 25 million cap space. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that the QBs that have Mitch is still on his rookie deal, of course. And then Nick Foles is only getting paid like less than $6 million a year. So it's just like, that's not usually that's where most of your money is tied up in the QB position. I thought they were in bad cap space, but they're not really. So like, it gives me flexibility to make some trades that I did. And it also gives me like room to grow if I want to resign Khalil, if I want to resign some of these other defensive players, because some of them are going to come off the books. I'm not keeping everybody, but based on how things is going so far, like, I'm like, okay, this is a really good position that I'm in. All I got to do is retool the offensive line and get some young corners, maybe get a QB, but I doubt it. But just get some offensive weapons and you can do all that in a year.
Yeah, no, you can.
Let me ask you, do you use your outside linebackers at all?
Who, me?
No, Nick.
Oh.
Nah. I just use whoever's the two in the middle. I'm using either one or the other. But with Khalil Mack, after this preseason game, I don't even touch that nigga. He good. Like, he actually helped me more than anybody else. Cause he'll be a linebacker. He'll get on the defensive line. If he on that defensive line, it's a wrap. Cause he'll get some motherfuckers in 2 seconds. Like, I've been counting that shit.
Yeah, nah, it's crazy. But the reason why I say that is because obviously I have him with the Browns and he regresses kind of quick and he loses his abilities kind of quick too.
Cause there's certain times where like I won't always rely on him because sometimes I want to make sure that he stays up to his peak or whatever. Cause you know, throughout the season, you have certain goals with certain players that keep them at a certain level or keep them increasing to a certain level. And if you keep not reaching those, they will regress. But for him, it's mostly be in the CPU games that I'll use him. But when I'm against the user, I'll try to use others because I'm trying to build them up as well.
Yeah, no, I feel you. Because that's the main reason why I cut him.
Yeah, but you don't really use linebackers like that. You don't use your linebackers like that.
Well, it depends. Situationally, I will. So, like I said, the 3-4 is so perfect because sometimes I will have Khalil and Miles on the same side. And when I did that and I picked a coverage that had Khalil coming, I would user him because I could bull rush and just move any lineman out the way and go get him. You know what I'm saying? And let everybody else just play the coverage. You know, so sometimes I would user the pass rush. Like my edge rushers, I user them to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, I seen that. I only user my linebackers. Everybody else, like I just trust the drafting that I've done or the AR or the scheme to cause pressure. Because to me, I hate being on the defensive line because if somebody get that one good block,
happens all the time.
It's a fucking wrap. Because I've seen my linebackers, they not that good unless you got motherfucking Bobby Wagner and some shit. They not going to be able to pick up.
But Nick, this is why I play aggressively because I always bring one more than you have a blocker for. Sometimes I get blocked up. I'm not saying it's 100%, but if I'm going to bring pressure, I'm bringing one more than you accounted for. Always. So that's the reason why I use those edge guys. Because I could play a cover two and I could either have Micah Parsons or Khalil Mack, depending on what your strong side, rush. You know what I'm saying? And that's the extra guy that on the edge that you don't account for. So I got schemes for my guys, man.
We'll see. For my guys. I just want to know, let me know when you're competing, because I'm coming for the title next year. That's all I'm saying, with Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
Hey, so you're going to see Spike and Mestras over there and some of the new guys. So you know the new guys?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I think those are all Spikes boys.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. All Spikes people.
Who all in the NFC? Besides me, you, Adrian.
The Chiefs are over here now.
Oh, yeah. He's with the 49ers.
Yeah. And it's six of us. So that's three. That's
and then
four.
My boy.
Four and it's five.
My boy is now the new Seahawks.
So, yeah, CJ. CJ, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that means shit. It's a wrap. Yeah. I'm going to the title every year after I get my niggas up. We'll see. Adrian ain't gonna do shit. We already know that's he gonna be just with the Lions at the bottom of the damn division. We already know that. I don't give a damn. I almost picked the Packers. I almost wanted to say the Packers, but I don't know. I don't know why I didn't go with them because, like Ken said, and I think even FIFO, this was your point as well. or maybe this is not your point, but it's more FIFO's, but I didn't feel like trying to get a QB to build up. But I realized going into it, like I would have to based off of what you got to take things holistically and not just singly. Cause like with, to me, the Packers is just like, it's Aaron Rodgers. He got some good pieces, but you still got to work on that offense. You still would have to work on that defense. It's like, you just got the quarterback. That's really all you got. With Chicago, it's like, I have a defense. I got some offensive weapons. I just need to retool. It's more retooling than rebuild. I still, you feel like you would have to rebuild with the Packers, not in real life, but just in the game. Because in real life, they're good. But in the game, they got a lot of holes, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I probably would have went with them. Because I didn't want to. I just wanted to have a QB. I just wanted to play. I didn't want to have to worry about, can this nigga make a throw or not? I just want to be like, all right, play.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Why didn't you go after Hurts?
I wasn't able to. Because like the
he was still on the Eagles.
Oh, he still is?
Yeah.
I thought somebody wanted him.
He was last time I checked. When I looked, he was still on the Eagles.
Oh shit. You might see me with Hurts then.
Because I thought Foreign wanted Haskins.
Foreign said he wanted it. That's what I'm saying. Like afterwards, when I saw him available, I was like, okay, let me get him. I didn't check for Hurts because I thought Hurts was already gone. Because that's what they was bitching the whole time. I was like,
it was just the principle.
That's the thing that pissed me off. I'm saying, you already got me started.
Don't start like you did something right.
I didn't do nothing right. But the fire that I took. So what happens every offseason is that we always set up a time where you can and can't start free agency and now I guess trades.
Yes, both.
The night before we were supposed to do all where the off season was going to start, I fell asleep early and y'all motherfuckers was in the group chat. I woke up to 100 messages next morning. I'm like, what the fuck happened? And it was early in the morning and this is before I go to work. So I usually like to just retool, get my shit together and then go. Cause otherwise I'm going to miss free agency cause I got a long day. Man, so I get up, I do my retooling because I'm looking at my phone like, I'm going to check the messages later. It was probably just them bullshitting, talking about whatever the fuck. I look at my messages. They was like, don't start trading or nothing until later on that night. So I was like, all right, let me confess before these niggas come at me and say, what the fuck going on, Nick? You over here cheating again? I confess. I hope up to, it's 2021. I'm trying to be honest. These motherfuckers, man, they all y'all.
I ain't saying anything.
All y'all was coming at me talking about this is why niggas need to start reading.
Oh, yeah.
This is why we gotta start the whole league over. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, all right, bet. Like, shit, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I'll trade them to whoever wanted them or whatever. Like, it ain't that big of a deal. It's just Jalen Hurts. It's not like I traded for Aaron Rodgers or Patty Mahomes, motherfucker. Like, it's a backup QB for the Eagles.
It's the integrity
of the principle. So to hear that now, that this motherfucker is still on that team after all this time, after two weeks, pretty much.
He may be gone now.
I was complaining for no fucking reason. That's what I was thinking in my head. But like, let me not say this because I did fuck up, so I'm going
to
eat it.
And then he tried to be the victim. And then tried to reverse it over here. Now, y'all niggas petty. Y'all petty.
They petty,
he
bro.
He tried to guilt trip them and to let him keep Jalen
because that was a good trade.
And I'll read us and if they let Nick get away with this shit, I ain't going to say nothing.
No, and Metro wasn't letting it go. That nigga was like, nah, it's the principle. I'm like, nigga, you big worm? What the fuck that got to do? This matter. This don't mean shit.
Yeah, he wasn't.
It was just like, bro, like, if man, all right, we'll see. I might even just still keep passing because I don't even want to just deal with the shit.
How you like your chances, FIFO? You got new comp coming over. And Mestra's high powered, man. Powered offense.
He is. He's very interesting. And what I realized, that's the reason why I made a lot of the defensive trades I made. To stop him, to play against Foreign. You know, who else is over here now?
A bunch of new guys. I haven't seen them play yet. So really the only the one that flipped is Mestra because I think the Niners over there too. I think he's the Chiefs.
Oh, let me see. I'm looking at it right now.
So, you got two high-powered offenses over there.
Yep. So, no, I'm going to build my defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to be there now. But, you know, I need some speed, man. You know, speed kills in this game. If you have it and know how to use it, you know, you have advantages. You can make up for some mistakes. But when you don't have it, it can get exposed real easy.
Easy.
Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why I made the moves, man. That's the reason why I made the moves. And like I said, my defense this year isn't going to be that good. I'm going to be an offensive team. But here's the thing about Lamar. Lamar plays in the game how he does in real life. Some of these throws, like, he just doesn't make. I put it to you like this. My guy Joey Gate would make some, like, better throws than Lamar does. So that's going to be very interesting. So, yeah, I'm going to be running with Lamar. Right?
He had that Lamar playoff performance, though.
Yeah. He's an X factor. He's an X factor. So that's why I was like, yo, we need to be able to change these X factors so I can make them more of a pass.
Yeah, when I was trying to do that this morning, I was like, damn, why is it still locked up? Like, we got to change that.
Yeah, I went through the settings. Yeah. I saw all the settings, you know, Spike set. I do think he needs to change the spam rule. I think it needs to go from 1 to 2.
Yeah, man. The thing. Can we do it just on offense? Because on defense, bro, like if I want to run man-to-man, that's ass.
No, it's not.
On defense?
Just period. I don't think it's that bad of a thing.
Like,
the way y'all were bitching and moaning about the Ravens, bro.
Yeah, that's what everybody calmed down. It was like, all right, that's the rule.
Yeah. Now everybody got an issue because he ain't nothing.
Hey, look, I never complained about him doing it. My thing was always, I'm going to stop that shit. That's why I built my team the way I built it. I always said I was going to stop that shit. So it was what it was. That's how he played. That's how he played. I'm going to stop that shit. So
you were on record complaining about it, too. Just not as loudly as others.
Well, of course, because
I think even on the show, the league podcast, you even called him out. I remember. Well,
he got cool with him. That's what happened.
That's what happened.
He got cool with him. That's what happened. He was like, fuck it, that nigga, all right.
Nah. And I told him. That's the reason why he started doing more RPOs and stuff like that. I called him out on it. Shit, whatever I say on the podcast, I'm going to tell somebody to their face.
But I think 2 is good. I think 2 is good.
Yeah, so Spike got the Miami Dolphins. He had the Cowboys in the last league. Roadblock and John, who was the Bills last year, now is the Titans. FIFA's the Ravens. The 49ers, I think he was the 49ers and now the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing is the Chiefs are now the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. They switched.
Foreign's the Washington football team. I'm the Bears. We got a couple new guys who picked the Pats and the Broncos. Adrian, who was the Seahawks, is now the Packers. And Mextra, who was the Cardinals, is now the Bills. Obviously, Ken is the Vikings, and then we got Sir Charles was the Panthers, and now he's the Seahawks. So, a lot of changes, but as far as the NFC with, I'm gonna see foreign. Yeah, I'm gonna see foreign. He gonna have to get through me. He gonna have to come to Chicago.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave. Like, I wanted to definitely stay with you two, and I wanted to play against somebody that was tough. You know what I'm saying?
You trying to say they were shitty?
No. M. Estra's high-powered offense is like he gave me a lot of problems. Even though in the playoff game it was 10-0 going into halftime, I just could manufacture offense. But you know, the only way you can get better against users is to play other users. I don't like to, when I play video games, I don't ever start on the easy level or the medium level. I put it on the hardest level. So my thing was, I want to play against somebody that know the nuances of the game, that can play the game, that's going to be able to keep me on my toes. That's going to make me, you know, use strategy. And I need to play them often. So that's the thing. So that's why I wanted to get in. Not only – that's why I really picked the NFC North, because it was two users in there and not just one. Because I need the reps. You know, it's one of the things I've been saying for the longest.
I think we should do where we should add more people to – it's three people per division.
Man, you're never
gonna be people like, yeah, we'll never get a game, man. It's too many. That's too many schedules.
I mean, with the 8 o'clock rule, you know, but you'll get a lot of bitching in the morning. I don't know how many we would actually need, though.
I would say we're almost there.
Your division needs two. Mm-hmm. The Titans division, I think, needs maybe one more.
We should have said that rule before we started the league, because then we
would have got. I feel you.
And I honestly get a feeling they don't even want to add that many more to it. Or outsiders that they don't know. Like, all of them are homies, so.
Yeah, and it's also like, you want to get someone that's actually going to play. Because, like, what we were experiencing in our league is that some people say they want to play and then they just drop out. You know what I'm saying? Yep. So it's just like, you want to get, it's that consistency medium that you want someone who's also good, but also consistent.
And not quitters.
Yeah.
Or the appearance of quitters. Because we lost the Bucks. Spike hit the Bucks.
Yeah, Spike was like, he told him the Bucks stop here.
Hey, back, he was like, yo, you know, if it's cool with y'all, man, you know, I like to come back. I like to play it again. If it's cool with the commissioner and the league. Nobody says shit.
When did he say that? I thought he left because he said he's selling his PS4. Who was that?
No, that's the Titans. No, that's not the Titans. That's the Titans. That's Cakes. Mm. So when he get it, I guess when he get his PS5, he's coming back. I don't know. But nah, the Bucks, I don't know. Nobody know what happened to him. He just disappeared. So I hit up Spike. I was like, what's his story? I mean, depending on the story, I'm cool with it. Don't bother me.
Who was he? So Spike ain't on?
Spike didn't. He was the Chiefs homeboy. Mm. And then it was and Spike didn't know the story either. So if you ain't tell the commish why you dropped out, like, you at least should have the decency to let the commish know what's going on. So, but yeah, the commish took him out. Took him out of the league when he started over. And that was it. I was like, damn, okay. Just like that, huh? But Adrian did say to the league that he wanted to come back. But again, nobody said anything. So he gone. He gone. So maybe he was mad when the playoffs got sealed that time.
Probably.
Because, you know, with Brady, he only had a small window anyway.
And then we also saw that he couldn't develop.
And he never drafted. He never really signed guys. So
yeah, it was like you just show by your actions that you're not really in it.
Yeah. So
yeah, the fun part about being in a franchise is the GM part. Is the day-to-day, the building. The game is cool, but it's I don't know. Do you guys find the game more interesting or that day-to-day building?
Which is, I like the building. That's what interests me. Yeah.
I don't know. It's a little bit of both to me because I do like picking the groceries and I like cooking with them too. So I like to see like the person I draft, can they actually play in the mm-hmm. fucking game and can they have an impact? And then like, cause like that corner that I got in with the Colts, number 22, Tyreek Johnson. I got him in a sec. Like, he's my favorite player. That's the only reason why I wanted to keep going with that franchise. Because I built him up to be a 90s superstar. Mm-hmm. So to see that, it's like seeing your kids grow up. Like, I like to see that growth, but I want to see them play too. I want to actually use them, maneuver them, because it just gives you that confirmation that you made a good selection.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm with all that. I'm with all that. But I think the most intriguing part is getting the pieces to the puzzle, right? So you got to play to know how you want to attack. So Nick, let me, and Ken as well, like, do you guys always have like a set defense that you guys want to run and then you find pieces for that? Or do you just play to what your guys can do?
I don't play to what my guys can do. Like, I know what I want to run defensively, then I go get the guys. So mine was man-to-man. I'm changing it now, but it was man-to-man. We're going to lock you up. You're not going to be able to throw. And then that'll give my guys, my front four, time to get there. So, that's what I was doing.
Honestly, I do not have a defensive scheme like that. I just get the best player. Mm. So at whatever position I'm drafting, like whatever hole I see, I look at the chart, especially on draft day when you see all the whatever. I look at whoever is like top five in all those, like, especially at, like you said, FIFA speed, like, what is their 40? I got to get somebody who's like top five in their 40. And then I look at all the other attributes. So I just basically go off of physical talent. Mm. And if it comes with a dev trait, cool. If it doesn't, that's cool as well. I know what I got because my scheme is good enough to plug and play anybody. I just need you to be fast. I need you to be physical. And I just need you to be alert. Usually that comes with players with dev traits, but sometimes you don't always get it. You just get what you literally just sought out for. But no, I don't really have anybody. Like, I don't care about that little box that looks like a puzzle that has for a person who can fit your scheme. I don't give a fuck about all that shit because he could be the slowest motherfucker or whatever. He can't get to where I need to. Yeah, he'll get some extra points in training, but that doesn't mean shit if he has a dev trait because then he'll get extra points regardless. So I always go with talent over scheme.
So yeah, like I agree with that as well. I don't get scheme guys just to get scheme guys, but if they fit my scheme, then perfect. But what I also do too is because at the end of the day, I'm gonna play how I play. So that scheme stuff is just like little trickeries to get extra XP. So you know how you could go in your coach and change your scheme? So I just change it to the biggest percentage in my roster. So that way the majority of guys can get those XP points. So that's nothing. But at the end of the day, yeah, it is about talent. But I also look for, you know, obviously the physicality is good, but I guess sometimes just the type of player as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, do I need a physical wide receiver? Do I need a small slot type wide? You know what I'm saying? Like to plug in holes like that defensively. Like I need a man-to-man corner. You know, I don't like getting guys really that are like 5'11", 5'10". I'm a short guy, but, you know, but I like 6 feet and taller for my corners. You know what I'm saying? I like to have the height. My safeties, I like them 6'2 and above. I like them free safety. You could be 205 at the lowest. My strong safety, you got to be about 215 at the lowest. So there's just certain things, you know, obviously physical traits that I look for, but also scheme. Like I need hybrid safeties. I need guys that can do both.
I get you on the height. I don't really, the taller the player, the slower they are. So sometimes that height goes against you. And to me, it's all about like, at the end of the day, speed is what, like you mentioned, FIFO, it's all that matters. If my corner is going to get to the spot before you do, it don't matter how tall he is because he's going to pick the ball off. Because he's going to be able to jump high enough to get it if he can get there before you, or at least some. Because we know
that's because you play zone. But that's because you play zone. I play man. So have you seen the size of these wide receivers? They're not 5'8", 5'9", no more. There's a lot of guys like that, but the best wide receivers are Julio. If your guy's 5'11", they keep high-pointing the ball against Julio, he's going to get that, bro. Have you played one-on-one against Julio?
Yeah.
You know, all right. So you know what I'm saying? He's going to get that ball.
No, I'm saying my corner shut his ass down. Like, but he was like 6.
But he's slow now, though.
He was like 6'2", I think. But nonetheless, like that wasn't based off of height. That was based off like he was literally the best corner in that draft. It was just that he had a second round grade. So I got him easy. I got him off the cheap. But I usually just go off of this talent because to me, Julio has to get open for him to throw it. If Julio was covered and he's not going to look his way because it's easy to get picks and it's easy to disrupt the ball to these wide receivers. These wide receivers ain't like real life where like you just throw it up and they're going to catch it. Like, they're going to either break up the pass, it's going to be a pick, or he's going to overthrow him.
Stupid ass animations.
So it's just like, the height stuff does factor more so for me on offensive side. Like when it comes to the wide receivers, I want to have someone who can make aggressive catches, who I can throw up top and they'll most likely get it on top of someone else. Or more so when it comes to like red zone, I need a tall receiver because I like to throw the ball up high so they can get it. But if we're just talking overall in general, like it's really just about speed.
Yeah. Speaking of the old league, man, this next year is going to be hell for me. It's all my guys are due. My both 90 plus rated corner.
Oh, you got it. It's payday.
My 90 rated right outside linebacker. Yes, it is payday. I got like 5 guys and my offensive line that I got to pay. Because there was a guy I was looking at in free agency. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to get him. It was going to cost me a pretty penny. I was like, I got the money. Then I looked at my salary. I was like, no, I don't. Because I got to pay all them motherfuckers. But that's going to be – it's going to be – so back to the GM part. Like, they fit my scheme. I raised them. You know, I feel like I need to pay them. But what is that going to do to me cap-wise? And
how much cap you got?
Over 100.
So you good, bro. You ain't got to – most of these niggas, if you've been winning, if you at least get into the playoffs consistently, they're not going to ask for that much money. Especially – it depends on how much you win, but you got to the playoffs enough to where it's like they're not going to act – like if you're a winning culture, they'll take less.
Yeah.
We'll that's see. What I learned. Sometimes the first offer that you offer them, that little bullshit offer, they'll take it.
And then did you spend the coach XP points on like re-sign influence and stuff like that?
I mostly spend my coach XP points on player progression.
I don't really.
I've maxed all that out.
No, I'm saying. I thought you was talking about in general, but yeah, I max most of my shit out. Say,
In the old one, you should have been maxed that out.
I have to check. I think so, because I got like 5 XP. So if I got my resign influence, I should be okay.
Mm-hmm. It'll lower it a little bit.
But for me, I'm cool with letting some players go. Like it's the players that I spent time develop that I want. Like I'm not letting you go. But some of these other motherfuckers, like I'll just draft. Like I don't care. Like I'd rather draft and get you locked in for 4 years on a cheap ass deal,
mm-hmm.
and then to spend money on you when you're gonna regress in the next 2-3 years.
Yeah, that's the dilemma. So, well, there are three I have to pay because I like them, so I'm gonna pay them. Then I'll rebuild elsewhere.
I mostly just give him more money on a signing bonus. I don't change nothing else. If they don't like the first offer, I just give you more money on a signing bonus, and they usually take that. Because I like that because that gets money off my books that year or quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then that the back end, I can trade them and not or just cut them if I need to.
So, FIFO, what are we going to do about this other league, bro? You gonna spend some time with the folks? Because you were the one pushing for this more than us.
You got me commissioning shit.
He is.
I gotta play in it more. That's me.
You got your notifications on, so I don't know how, but your schedule, you face everybody down there in the league every week.
I see that. That's the crazy part. Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Yeah, it'll be fun with you active, man. I'd be feeling bad for the people, man, when people just be ghosting them.
Shit, he ghost us. I be hitting his ass up. He don't be saying shit. I'm like, goddamn. Like
me and Nick in there, we put our time in with the people,
you
man.
You gotta chat it up with him, give him the full experience, bro.
He just gotta play.
You gotta take baby steps.
Yeah, just check in today and see, do I have a matchup? And the thing about it, Nick, because I know when you go to his franchise, you can't help but see
everything. Like
that should be the first one you check and see if you got a user game. Oh, I got a user game. Bet. Let me hit somebody up, and then let me get out of this and play my other game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Got to be better, FIFO.
2021, I'll be better. I promise. I'm going to give y'all my Tim Tebow speech.
Because we're on the second season. How many users you played?
He got about
shit, almost. I've already played two in that league.
You had about six in total.
Bro,
you had at least about three last season.
I wonder when they're gonna start dropping off.
Nah, don't say you can't speak that into existence. They are. Right. We gotta keep them competitive by the shit talking.
Yeah, they are.
The Chiefs in our league is, bro. He is demolishing niggas, and he feeling himself too much.
I play him tomorrow.
You got it. Don't let him put 70 on you because he put 70 on somebody.
Man, come on, man. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, that nigga be talking hella shit. I'm like, bro, I seen you play, bro. You do the same shit that everybody else do. We go Kelsey heavy, Tyreek heavy. He is good at like changing up the routes for them to get them schemed mm-hmm. open. So I give him credit to that. But outside of that, bro, he ain't really doing shit. That offensive line is the only thing that's saving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a couple of really good players in there. So, all right, well, shit. Yeah, I think we can wrap that up.
All right, y'all. Thank you all for listening to another episode of The League. Make sure you tune in. I know we took a slight hiatus, but I promise we'll be back on a regular basis. Me being your host, FIFO 24/7, we have Mr. Dead Hip Hop, Mr. KBNs. Mr. Nicky Ducey, a.k.a. We out. Peace.
Peace.